On today's Technobabble, how and why to troubleshoot.
This is Technobabble, your weekly source for church video and graphics news, perspectives, tips, and tricks. And now here's your host, Paul Clifford.
Hi, and welcome again to another episode of Technobabble. This is the show where every week I help you with video and graphic design in the church. My name is Paul Allen Clifford. I'm your host. I'd love for you to join the conversation, leave your questions, etc. So just do that below the video. That's a great place to do it. You can also head on over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/contact. Use any of the contact information you find there. Or just leave a message there. That's a cool way to do it as well. So, you may or may not know that before I started TrinityDigitalMedia.com, I did tech support. I did tech support for a whole house audio video company. And you would think that since I wasn't dealing with consumers, I was dealing with the installers, they all knew how to troubleshoot. Not true at all. True story, one time a guy called up, and this wasn't me, this was another fella that he talked to, and the guy said, well, do you have power to the piece? And the guy said, I think so. I licked the cable, and it shocked me a lot. Yeah. So he did have power, but there are much safer ways to troubleshoot, so we'll talk about those a little bit. But I was thinking, now, why would you go to the trouble of troubleshooting? Well, even let's back up before then. What is troubleshooting? Troubleshooting is basically just figuring out where the problem is happening. That's really all there is to do. Now, once you figure out where the problem is happening, then you can figure out why it's happening. And you might be surprised at the answer to those questions in your particular system. So, that's what troubleshooting is, but why would you bother troubleshooting? Well, believe it or not, troubleshooting can save you a bunch of time, it can save you a bunch of money, and some embarrassment, and we'll talk about that in just a second. It's really kind of the bare minimum of what you should do when you're in a technology ministry role is troubleshooting. Now, you might think, well, why wouldn't I just take it in to get it fixed? And the answer is, if you haven't troubleshot, you don't know what it is. Let me give you a perfect example. This is a story where I'm going to tell a little bit about myself. I know something about cars. I'm not a mechanic. I don't know a lot about cars. When I was in high school, I had a 78 Camaro, and I knew that the fuel pump was out because the fuel pump was gushing fuel, and so it seemed pretty obvious to me that I should get a new one of those, take off the two bolts, put it back in there, and it worked from there on out on that particular thing. It was an older car, so it kept breaking. Anyway, all that to say, I wasn't great at the troubleshooting aspect of fixing cars. I know how to use a wrench, so I was generally pretty good at replacing a part once I was sure that was the part. But troubleshooting, not so good. So I had I still have actually, a 1995 Camaro. You might see a trend there. And when I was in seminary, I'd just gotten it. I'd never owned a car with a clutch before. I'd driven my parents, but I'd never actually owned one. I knew that the clutch would go out from time to time. So that was always kind of in the back of my mind. So one night I'm driving home from my job and the car just quits working. And I'm convinced it's the clutch. Utterly convinced. I call my roommate. I say, yeah, the clutch just went out. He says, oh, I'm sorry to hear that, Paul. Well, I guess you'll just have to get it fixed. I say, yeah, yeah. wait a second, let me try something. So I tried something, and that something worked absolutely. Now you're probably thinking, Paul, you are a mechanical genius. You were able to fix your car's clutch on the side of the road with no more than duct tape and baling wire. Good on you, Paul. Nope. You see, I never had a clutch go out. I jumped to a conclusion. It was a wrong conclusion. What was really wrong was the car had run out of gas. Yeah, simple fix. I was right by a gas station. That's where I'd called my roommate from, the gas station. So the one thing I tried was I tried to put a little gas in the car. And once I put a little gas in the car, oh, all of a sudden it works perfectly fine. See, that's the kind of mistake that you can make if you don't troubleshoot. You can forget to put gas in the car. So you don't see that as often with electronics, but you do see from time to time someone will say, oh, it's broken, doesn't work at all. Oh, no, no lights, no nothing. And you find out it's not plugged in. Or it's plugged into a switched outlet and no one bothered to turn the switch back on or something like that. So this is why I'm doing a little series. So the next few weeks, we're going to talk about troubleshooting, talk about some of the techniques that I've used in the past that have helped to help people get more in, to help people to fix problems that weren't really all that serious. More times than not, they wanted me to swap out the clutch, metaphorically speaking, when it turns out that they just needed gas in the car. So I hope that these techniques will help you figure out when it's something that needs to be replaced and when it's something that just needs to be plugged in. Because sometimes it's not as obvious as you might think. If you like this information, I bet you'd like my email newsletter. So head on over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/gifts, G-I-F-T-S, and there you can pick up a church tech gift of your choosing. Right now I'm finishing up a little mini course on doing video that I'd love to give you. And you can also, while you're there, go ahead and take a look at some of the stuff in my store. I'm adding new stuff all the time. I'm right on the cusp of releasing a new product that isn't going to be very expensive, but it's going to solve some problems for some churches that really don't have the budget to do it the right way. So check back there pretty soon. You're going to see some fun new things. Until next time, go out and change eternity. This is Paul Allen Clifford with TrinityDigitalMedia.com.